Good morning, we are in Maseches Trumas. We are in the first parak, parak Aleph. We are up to Mishnah Ches. Mishnah Ches talks about the halacha of going back to what you can take truma on for something else. We mentioned a few Mishnahs ago that you can't just necessarily mix different things up and take truma from them. They have to be the same. Each one has its own reason. Here we're going to be discussing taking off truma on something which is nigmar malachta or something which is not nigmar malachta. In other words, you have olives or you have grapes. They are still in the fruit state and they are designated to turn into wine or to turn into oil. So halacha is, says Mishnah Ches, in tarmen shemen al zeisam nechtashim. You can't take truma from shemen for olives which are sitting inside the press. V'layayin al anavim nedrachim. You can't take off wine for grapes that are sitting in the press that would turn them turn those grapes into wine. V'taran trumasit truma v'yachad v'yitrem. If you took him off, the truma already works. It works midaraisa. You should take off the truma again. So the reason for this is as follows. Chazal wanted, you're going to give the kayanim truma which is tahar. If it comes tummy, it becomes a problem. So what happens is, if you have your shemen which is tahar, and you have your zeisim which are not nigmar malachtam, they still have potentially, your olives could potentially still become tummy. So what's going to happen is, if you're going to take off truma from the shemen on the zeisim, you could ultimately allow that still to become tummy later on. Chazal didn't want that to happen. So therefore, they wanted you to wait until the final process was done. Like this, everything will make sure that it's tahar all the way to the end. You'll make sure to keep it tahar, and everything will go to the kayin as being tahar. The same thing is true with wine. Now, the Mishnah, so therefore, midaraisa, it works. It's only a knas from the chachamim. They didn't want you to do that. So midaraisa, it works. If you took off the truma, the first truma is really good truma. But you should go ahead and take off truma again once those olives or those grapes turn into wine. You should take off truma again from the final product. Now, that being the case, you have a double truma over here. Says the Mishnah as follows. Since the first truma that you took off was the real truma midaraisa, so therefore, if it's going to get mixed up into anything else, it's called the dimua, and therefore all the halachas of truma which gets mixed with something else apply to that. We'll learn those halachas later on, exactly how to mivatal it, how much you have to have against that in order for it to be mutter. Same thing is true if somebody who's not a kohen eats it, he's chayv to pay back to the kohen plus a chaymesh plus a fifth. That's only true to the first part, but the second one is not real truma. Mishnah Tes continues that this halacha is only true if you plan to make those olives or those grapes into wine or into oil. However, v'tarmen shemen al zeisim nechbashim. You could take off shemen on zeisim. You could take off shemen on olives which are being pickled. Same thing is true v'yayin. You could take truma from wine al anavim on grapes las zeisim tzimukim which are turning into raisins. Because that's the final product. Hareisha tarim shemen al zeisim lachil. A person went ahead, took off oil on zeisim which are designated to be eaten. So olives, which are designated as food by themselves. So that's good. You can do that, as we just mentioned. Or v'yayin al anavim lachil on wine, which on grapes, which are for to be eaten, not to be squeezed for wine. I skipped. In second, Horesha Tarm, Shemen al Zeisim Lachila. A person took off oil on Zeisim Lachila, on olives that are going to be eaten. Or, the Zeisim al Zeisim Lachila. You took off from olives on olives that are supposed to be eaten. The Yayin, wine, al Anavim Lachila, on grapes which are supposed to be eaten. The Anavim, the same thing is true with grapes, al Anavim Lachila, on grapes which are going to be eaten. Now what happens is, the Nim Lachil Darchan, he changed his mind. In such a case, in a tzarach litrim, he does not have to take off truma again, because that is a case where it was taken off good in the first place. He did nothing wrong. He does not deserve to have a knas. Just one last mission, since it's the last mission in the parak, and it follows with the same theme. Ein tarmin, this Mishnah Yud. Ein tarmin midavar shenigmar malachta, el davar shelo nigmar malachta. This is really recapping what we just said. You can't take off anything, any fruits, if one product is the gemar malach, it's the final product that's ready to be eaten. You can't use that to take off truma on something which is not yet a final product. The opposite is true as well. You can't take off from something which is not nigmar malachtai, which is not yet ready to be eaten. Al davarish nigmar malachtai, something which is ready to be eaten. You can't even take off from two different things that are not nigmar malachtai, because again, they're not the same. They can ultimately change. It could be a loss to the kayin. If you did take off on any of these, the truma is good, it's fine, you do not need to take off truma again. This obviously comes to the exception of what we mentioned earlier with olives and grapes, in those cases, you have to take off truma again, as was stated in Mishnah Ches. With this, we finish the first parak in Mishnah Ches Trumas. We'll continue next week, Mishnah Hashem, with parak Sheni. Have a wonderful Shabbos.